有个东西在你袋子上面。我们打开希伯来书第十一章
Hebrews chapter 11，
我们念念第三十一节
Verse 31，
翻到了我们一同去开声读，请把中音放少三分之一。希伯来书第十一章
Hebrews chapter 11，
我们读第三十一节
Verse 31，
请把 volume 再减少20%。希伯来书第十一章第三十一节，一、二、三，基尼拉哈因着信，曾和和平平的接待探子，就不与那些不顺从的人一同灭亡。再念一次，基尼拉哈因着信，曾和和平平的接待探子，就不与那些不顺从的人一同灭亡。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray。
说恳求你再一次打开我们的心窍，用你天上的光照耀我们的心灵，用你自身的正道建立我们的信仰，用主你启示先知使徒的灵引导我们的理性，使我们归回你的真理，使我们领受你的教导，使我们因看见你的大光而脱离黑暗的管制，好叫我们在自由中间行在你的道路中间。你赐福你讲道的人，以翻译的人，给他们同感一灵，二人如同一人，毫无折扣地把你的真理传讲清楚。如此仰望祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名求的，阿门。
阿门。
我们上个礼拜思想到以色列人怎样把耶利哥城把它打倒下来的。
Last week we mentioned how the Israelites defeated the city of Jericho。
这是信心所做的一件克服迦南地的一件大事。
This was a great task that was accomplished by faith.
他们只围绕城一天一次，到第七天的时候七次。
They circled the cities daily and on the seventh day seven times.
就他们最疲累的时候。
And in the midst of their exhaustion.
神要这些安静的百姓发大的声音来震撼他们的仇敌。
God wanted his people to shout loudly to scare the enemy.
但是这一个耶利哥城倒下来的时候，
But when the city of Jericho fell,
有一个角落整个房子没有倒，
There was one corner that didn't fall.
里面全家的人都得救了，
The entire family was saved.
这是除了挪亚以外，旧约圣经里面全家得救最好的一个例子。
Other than this example of Noah, this is the other good example.
这就是第三十一节所要讲的事情了。
This is what we read in 31.
基尼拉哈
The prostitute Rahab.
同他一家的人
And her entire family.
怎么能得救呢？
How were they saved?
他们是凭着信心得救。
By faith they were saved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
我一直不明白这个基尼怎么有资格跟希伯来书十一章的伟人同名同排并列呢？
I cannot understand why the prostitute is qualified to be listed again with the great men of faith.
他把旧约与新约的这个总关系把它讲解出来以后，
When we explain the entire relationship between the Old and the New Testament,
希伯来书的作者就以信、以望、以爱来结束他这最后的三章。
The author of Hebrews used faith, hope, and love to conclude.
谈到信心的时候，
when he talks about faith,
他提出了历史上最伟大的定义。
He mentioned the greatest definition of faith.
提出了历史上最伟大的信仰的勇士。
And he gave us all the warriors of faith.
这些我们都可以明白的。
These are things we understand.
亚伯的信心。
Abel。
这个以诺的信心
The faith of Cain,
挪亚的信心
of Noah,
亚伯拉的信心
or Abraham,
以撒的信心
Isaac,
雅各的信心
Jacob,
约瑟的信心
Joseph,
摩西的信心
Moses,
约书亚的信心
Joshua,
这些都是每个人都可以承认的伟人
We all know that these are great men.
但是忽然间跑出一个基尼在这个章节的里面
Suddenly there appeared a prostitute.
拉赫是一个怎样的人呢？
What was Rahab like?
他凭着什么资格被列入伟人的名列里面？
Why was she qualified to be listed among the great?
这是我一直没不明白的事情。
This was something I couldn't understand.
这几个礼拜我至少两三次跟许牧师谈的这个事情。
And these few weeks I have discussed this with Reverend Paul.
我们怎么讲拉赫的信心呢？
How do we talk about the
我恐惧战惊感的这一件是最难讲的一件。
With fear and trembling, I think this verse is the hardest verse.
今天当你听完了以后，
After you listen,
你觉得神怎样赐福给我们明白他伟大的真理。
You will see how God bless us for us to understand His great truth.
那他的行业是全世界历史历代人类最轻看的一种职业。
The occupation of Rahab was one most despised by all generations.
神安排我们身体器官的时候，
When God arranged our human body,
把脑放在最高的地方，
the brain is located at the highest,
把脚放在最低的地方，
the feet at the lowest.
这期间有许多不同功用的器官在我们的身上，
but there are many different organs in our body.
这些摆列有上下之间的关系。
There is a relationship between top and bottom.
所以柏拉图的思想告诉我们，
in the idea of Plato,
意志在腰，
the will is in our groins.
以性意做代表。
It is represented by sexual desires.
感情在心，
the emotion is in the heart.
以心脏做代表，
represented by the heart.
理性在脑，
the reason is in the brain.
我们的思想做代表，
represented by the reason.
一个伟大的人，
a great person,
用他的感情去克服他的意志的时候，
when he is able to control his emotion with his will,
他的爱是高过他的欲念的。
His love will be greater than his desires.
更伟大的人，
a greater person,
用他的思想克服他的感情的时候，
when he subjects his reason to his reason,
他的理性是高过他的感受的。
His reason will be higher than his feelings.
高低层次的排列，
this arrangement from top to bottom,
就给一个人用理性来控制全身的时候， 他叫做智慧人， 他叫做哲学家。
Implies that when a person is able to control the entire body with the reason, he is wise.
像人类行业中间的高低， 也就可以用这样去排列出来了。
And so the idea of the difference in occupation can be listed this way.
一个靠双手做工的人， 常常被那些靠头脑做工的人所管理。
A person that labor with their hand are always ruled by people who labor with their brains.
这种职业还是神圣的。
But these are considered sacred occupations.
当一个人用他的性功用做赚钱工具的时候， 就是下流的。
But when a person uses their sexual functions as a means of living, we despise them.
这是所有的文化都知道的一件事情。
This is something common to all cultures.
一个妓女不可能得到人的尊重。
And so we will not respect a prostitute.
一个妓女常常是社会所轻看、所丢弃的一群的人。
The society often despises a prostitute and discards it.
除了古代有一些邪恶的宗教，
other than some ancient evil religions,
把娼妓神圣化， 带到庙里面去产生宗教性的犯奸淫的行动以外，
other than these temple prostitutes that are part of the religion,
没有一种文化会尊重这种职业。
Not a single civilization will respect a prostitute.
而那种把性跟宗教连在一起的迷信的这种行为， 神早就让它在世界消灭掉。
And all this religion that mixed sexuality with religion has been destroyed by God.
这样说来， 为什么拉赫是变成一个信心的伟人呢？
And so why was this prostitute considered a great person of faith?
什么原理、什么条件被摆列在希伯来书第十一章里面呢？
What was her qualification for her to be listed here?
我很难想明白这件事。
It is something difficult for me to understand.
我多次仰望主给我明白这个事情。
Many a times I look upon the Lord to help me understand this.
我甚至对自己说我没有把握对你们讲今天这一篇的信息。
I even said to myself, I do not have the confidence to preach on this verse.
但是感谢主，他的光照耀，把真理告诉我们了。
But thanks be to the Lord, He illuminated me with the truth and tells us the truth.
中国的思想跟文化在世界有相当崇高的地位。
The Chinese concept and civilization enjoy a great status in the world.
其中有孔子一句很重要的话语，
one of the very important saying of Confucius.
把中国文化跟附近东方所有的文化的区别， 真正的原因把它辟出来了。
It gives us the difference that demarcates the Chinese culture from all other cultures.
孔子说有教无类。
Confucius says that you ought to teach everyone.
在每一个受教育的人中间都有可能性在里面。
In other words, everybody has a possibility of being educated.
教育不可以歧视，不可以把人分类。
And so you should not discriminate when you educate.
这是中国文化，从中国的历史，比印度更有先进的人文思想的原因。
These are more advanced thinking process with the Chinese as compared to the Indian civilization.
印度民族受他们等式之分，完全侵害，以至于很难前进。
The Indian civilization have a caste system and that blocks them from
advancing.
They consider their society into four different castes. Those that are on the highest caste have great privileges.
最低的等级, 连那些贱民的影子投在你身上, 对你的命运都是一种威胁。
The last caste, you are not even supposed to have their shadow cast upon you.
这种的思想在中国文化里面是没有的。
These are absent in the Chinese context.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
孔子这句话跟圣经相似的地方在哪里?
What is the similarity between what Confucius said in the Bible?
教义不可歧视人。
In education, there ought not to be discrimination.
不可偏待人。
There ought not to be bias.
照样圣经告诉我们上帝的救恩, 也不偏待人。
In the same manner, the Bible tells us the salvation of God is common to all.
上帝要拯救他要救的一切相信的人。
God wants to save all who believe.
因为神不偏待人。
Because God is not partial.
这个道理跟归正神学的预定论是不是有冲突呢?
Is there a conflict between this and the concept of election in Reformed theology?
不是的。
No.
预定论是提到神救赎的恩典。
In Reformed theology, an election talks about the salvation.
恩典根本不是凭着条件赐给人。
Grace of salvation did not come because of our own works.
恩典本来也不是人配得到的事情。
Grace means it is something undeserving.
当神把他的救赎的恩典赐给人的时候,
when God grants us the grace of salvation,
他使富有的贫穷的人都同样有权利。
He gives the rich and the poor the same authority.
他可以从穷乏人中间提拔人来，使他们与王子同坐。
He can raise from among the poor someone to be equated with the prince.
让我们在圣经里面给我们看见神无偏待人的把他救赎的恩典赐给世界上的人。
And so in the Bible we see that God without any partiality gives all his salvation.
这个观念就在拉哈得救的事情上。 在旧约就先显明出来。
And we see this manifested in the salvation of Rahab.
拉哈的身份是一个社会所丢弃的身份。
Rahab had a status that has been discarded by the society.
拉哈的职业是人人所轻看的一个职业。
Her occupation was one that was despised.
拉哈是一个女子在外邦中间没有什么权柄。
She was a woman among the Gentiles without any power.
拉哈在以色列人摩西的约里面是没有份的。
She had no part in the covenant of Moses.
所以你从每一个层次来看，她是完全。
From every angle, she does not deserve the grace of God.
而她竟然跟这些有信心仰望神的人同排并列。
But she is listed here among the greats in faith.
这里告诉我们，拉哈因着信的缘故，她蒙恩了。 The
Bible says, by faith he received grace.
所以她的信仰的里面。
Within her faith,
她成为被拣选放在这伟大的篇章里面的一个唯一的女子。
She became the only woman that is listed in this great list.
唯一的外邦的女子。
Only Gentile woman.
拉哈到底的信心是个怎么样的信心呢?
What sort of faith did she have?
所以这里，如果你注意到约书亚记里面的时候，
When you look at the book of Joshua,
你就发现她所讲的话是提到信仰的问题，不是提到性交易的问题。
You discover that her conversation is about faith and not about sexual transactions.
圣经没有告诉我们那个时候她还是一个妓女或者已经不是了。
The Bible does not tell us whether she was a prostitute at that time or not.
圣经没有告诉我们那个时候她年龄到底有多少。
Or how old she was.
圣经没有告诉我们她们到底从前为什么成了一个妓女。
Or why she became a prostitute.
但是社会的问题是非常复杂。 无从研究起的一个问题。
But social problems are something that are very, very complex.
有许多人在富贵的家里面，他们的心灵是很卑贱的。
Many people, although they are born in a rich family, they have a very disgusting heart.
有的人受逼的缘故，沦落做了最边界的人，却保存一个非常高贵的心灵。
Some people, because of circumstances, they do a disgusting job, but they still have a very noble
spirit. 我相信拉哈是这地欧洲的人。
I believe Rahab was a person like that.
是不是因为她的家境困难到一个地步，她一定卖身呢？
Could it be that she was so poor that she had to be a prostitute?
是不是她曾被人陷害，进到水深火热，不能自拔的这种环境中间而卖身呢？
Or could it be that she was forced into prostitution?
我们没有办法查究。
We do not know this.
我们没有办法从圣经里面找到答案。
From the Bible, we have no answers.
但是圣经这一节一开头就是基尼拉哈。
But right here, the Bible says the prostitute Rahab.
所以这是一个不能否认的事情。
It is something we cannot deny.
她是或者她曾经是一个妓女。
that she was or she once were a prostitute.
当约书亚派两个探子到耶利哥去的时候
，When Joshua sent two spies to the city,
探子要很机警，探子处在危机的中间。
You know the spies need to be very smart and they are always in danger.
他们的责任重大，他们的处境很危险。
They had great responsibility but always in danger.
所以他们几乎没有栖息之地，他们一定是很劳碌的做工，又非常的痛苦。
They probably had to work very hard with no rest.
圣经说呢，拉哈接待他们，在他家里可以休息。
The Bible says Rahab took them into her house.
这两个探子就在他家里躺卧。
The two spies stayed over.
这两个探子可能也不知道这个人到底做什么的。
Perhaps they do not know what was her job.
可能知道就逃之夭夭，怕回去给约书亚抓去算账。
Maybe if they had known, maybe they would run away in case Joshua took them upon
them. 为什么拉哈会接待他们？
But why did Rahab took them in?
因为这两个人机警，拉哈比这两个人更机警。
You say that these two persons is very smart, but Rahab was smarter.
这两个人跟别人是不一样的。
She discovered both were different.
从他的动作、他的言语、他的口音，知道这不是本地的人。
From their actions and their accent, she knows she was not
here. 所以当他与他谈的时候呢
？So when she spoke to them,
可能拉哈对他说：“你一定是从以色列来的人。”
Rahab possibly said, "You must be an Israelite."
这两个人吓了一跳。
The two of them were afraid.
拉哈对他说：“我不是要告你，也不是要带你到警察局去。”我知道你们很困难，很危险，你需要在我家里休息。
Rahab probably told them that I know that you're in trouble, you need to rest here.
为什么你会这样待我们？
Why did she take care of them this way?
拉哈与他们的对话中间，你就看见他的信仰是不一样。
In the dialogue, you will see that her faith is different.
我等一下再给你们做一个解释。
I will give you an explanation later.
因为拉哈的心中间有一件神做的事，他永远没有忘记。
There is something in her heart that God has done for her that she has not forgotten.
那件事并不发生在她的本族里面。
That thing has not happened in her people.
那件事也不是最近发生的事情。
Or something that happened recently.
但那件事给她心里面生出一个很大很大的印记。
But the incident gave her a great confirmation in her heart.
知道以色列人的上帝才是独一真正的上帝。
That she knew that the God of the Israel is the only true God.
是活的上帝，是真的上帝，是独一至高的上帝。
He is a living God, the only God, the highest God.
那我们从什么地方知道这个事情呢？
How do we know this?
就从拉哈对这两个探子所讲的话语中间，我们看出这个事情来。
From the things that Rahab said to the spies.
那件事到底是什么事情呢？
What was this incident?
是40年以前发生的事情。
It was something that happened 40 years ago.
40年以前发生了什么事情？
What was this thing?
如果40年以前发生的事情，这一个妓女现在还记得的话。
If it was something that the prostitute can still remember,
要是他里面有一个不愿意被历史淘汰的永恒性的向往，
it means that in her mind there is this concept that do not want to be obsolete by
history. 那就是以色列人出埃及进迦南以前，还没有到旷野中间过红海的这个大事情。
And this is the great miracle of the parting of the Red Sea.
今天我们可能把这些神迹听得太习惯了。
We have been so used to all these miracles.
所以我们不认为是一件事情。
So we do not think much of it.
但是以色列人过红海是上帝创造天地以来最大的一次神迹。
But the crossing of the Red Sea was the greatest miracle since the creation of the world.
那一天他们看见红海的水分开来的时候。
That day when the Red Sea was parted.
历史上从来没有比这个更大的神迹。
There are no greater miracle in history.
是神自己的手彰显出来的。
The hands of God was manifested.
所以当以色列人过红海的时候，
when the Israelites crossed,
他们是亲眼看见上帝这么大的作为在他们中间。
With their own eyes, they witnessed the great work of God.
那个很奇怪的事情。
But something very strange.
他们过了红海不久以后，
not long after they crossed,
他们就忘记了。
They've forgotten.
他们就轻看了。
And they despised.
他们就埋怨上帝。
And they grumbled against God.
他们就怪责摩西了。
And blamed Moses.
他们发出了许多许多怨言。
They had lots of grumbling.
这是神的儿女一个很大很大的毛病。
This is the great problem with sons of God.
神为我们做的神迹奇事，神为我们做成了许多的大功，我们都当作是平常。
We always treat as common all the great things that God has done in our life.
但是在外邦中间有一个人所不尊重，众人所唾弃，社会所轻看的妓女，竟然把这个事情牢记几十年。
But in the heart of a Gentile, a prostitute that no one cares about, she remembered it.
所以这是拉哈伟大的地方。
This is where she is great.
拉哈跟探子讲话的时候呢
，When we have spoke to the spies,
他就提到这件事情。
She remembered this.
你们的上帝是真的上帝。
Your God is a real God.
因为你们的上帝把你们带离埃及的时候
，Because when He brought you out of Egypt,
为你们打开了红海
，He dried up the water of the Red Sea,
让你们走干路
，and allow you to walk.
这件事使我们的心都融化了。
All these things melted our heart in fear.
请你注意，当拉哈讲这句话的时候
，When Rahab said this,
以色列人还没有过约旦河
，The Israel had not crossed the River Jordan.
以色列已经过了红海
，They already crossed the Red Sea.
以色列人过了约旦河以后，才面对耶利哥的大城。
After they crossed the River Jordan, then they faced Jericho.
如果这两个探子是过了约旦河，然后拉哈对他讲，原来约旦河分开，这是讲时事。这是讲刚刚发生的事情，这就没有什么特别了。
There will be nothing special if Rahab refers to the crossing of the River Jordan because it's something that just happened.
但是当拉哈说你们曾经过红海，他是追想40年以前的事情。
But when Rahab mentioned the Red Sea, she is referring to something that happened 40 years ago.
以色列人早就忘记了。
These are things that Israel had forgotten.
想不到外邦中间有个女子把40年前神做过的事情重新提出来。这位他相信这位神是对真神的一个原因。
But there, among the Gentiles, there's a woman that remembered this and said that she believed in God because of that.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天是不是那些还没有信主的外邦人比我们更惊奇神在我们身上所做的工作？
Is it possible that those who do not believe in Jesus Christ are more amazed by what God done for us?
今天教会所经历的恩典是多么伟大的恩典，哦，基督徒竟然把它当作很普通的事情。
The grace that the church enjoys today are such great grace, but we take it as common.
我们是不是需要一些外邦人提醒我们，我们的神所做的神迹有多大的重要的意义
？Do we need the non-believers to remind us about the greatness of God？
这是拉合伟大的地方。
This was where Rahab was great.
拉哈接待这两个人以后呢
？After she took the two spies in,
不久就有人来叩门了。
Someone came knocking.
拉哈是机警、聪明、非凡的一个女子。
She was a woman of great intelligence.
她知道接待这两个人在她家里，一定有人会告状。
She knew that someone would go look to the authorities.
所以她没有等这两个人被这个寻找以前，他就把他们安顿在房顶上的这个房子里。
Before someone come and search, she put them into the
attic. 把他们藏在草芥的中间。
And then hid them among the hay.
把布丁把它铺好了。
And sealed the roof.
所以他等候危机的来到。
And waited for the danger to come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这个女子是有策略性的。
She has strategy.
这个女子是非常机警的。
She had great smarts.
她是非常聪明的。
A very intelligent woman.
而且她做事的步骤、时间都是前后安排得很好。
And she arranged everything progressively.
所以那些人来的时候
，When the searchers came,
有王派我们到你家来。
The king has sent us this.
因为耶利哥人有人控告到王宫里面。
There are people among the Jericho inhabitants.
所以两个探子进到你的房间来。
Who told the king there are two spies?
有没有？
把
他叫出来
Give them to us.
就在这个时刻
At this moment,
这个拉哈很难做事情
It was difficult for Rahab
他如果讲有
If she said yes, they are
或者他讲没有
Or no, they are not here
他都要付代价
She had to pay the price
有表示你接待探子
If you say yes, it means you took care of them
接待探子罪名是很大的
It's a great crime
如果你说我没有
If you say no
等找出来的时候你脑袋会搬家的
And you will be executed when we find out.
所以在这个马上要回答的中间呢
，In this moment,
你应当怎么样呢
？What would she do?
如果是你，你怎么样呢
？What would you do?
我问你啊，你怎么讲呢？你说有没有？我也不知道，你自己找看看吧，是不是这样
？You probably say search it yourself.
你设身处地去思想的时候。
But when you put yourself in her shoes,
你觉得这个非常柔弱的女子很难做这个事情。
You will find it was difficult for her.
她很难决定怎么讲。
Difficult to decide.
而且她如果讲的慢吞吞的话，就危险更大了，对不对呢
？If she stammered, she would have given herself away.
你讲什么呢？你是说有人吗？她怎么讲呢
？How should she say that?
现在我们先把她的心理做一个分析。
Let us analyze her psychology.
那她决定要帮助这两个人。
When she decided to help these two spies,
是很危险的。
It would be difficult.
是外族。
They were foreigners.
跟自己完全没有关系。
They are not related to her.
我帮助你，我有什么益处呢？
What is the point of helping you?
我接待你，我有什么好处呢？
What is the point of taking
care of you? 每一个人行善，常常因为罪的玷污的缘故，先有数算行善以后得到的酬劳，作为他行善酬报的一个决定的考虑。
Because we are stained by sin, every time we do good things, we want a reward.
所以十八世纪法国大革命以前
，In the 18th century before the French Revolution,
百科全书派的哲学家
，The philosophers from the school
of encyclopedia, 对所谓的善行，对所谓的基督教，所谓的信仰，曾经做一个很大的批判性的侮辱。
They insulted the Christian faith and the Christian concept.
他们说什么叫做慈善家呢？
Who are the philanthropists?
大有远大眼光的自私者所做的好事叫做慈善事业。
Philanthropists are people who are selfish, but they have great vision.
因为这些慈善家先想了，我做这些好事，投资一点点，远远大眼光看出以后是一本万利，随我做好事。
They probably do good things and invest in it for the future good.
这些事你在每天的报纸都可以看到。
You can see all this in the newspaper.
你来参加我的什么什么。加入我的银行利息还有什么礼物给你
When you join a bank or something you get free gifts
什么有人随便把礼物给你呢
Why would people give you free gifts
因为他想赚你一大笔给你小小的礼物
Because they want to make money off you
如果你真正知道那些礼物的本钱多少你就会看你自己笨得不得了
If you know how much those free gifts cost you will feel silly
每一个人做事都算好对我有什么益处的
Everybody count their cost.
所以他们说以利害关系做出发点所行的善就不是至善的本体。
The good works that came about from profit and loss is not truly good.
在哲学里面叫做 summum bonum.
In philosophy, summum bonum.
Summum 就是最高。
Summum is the highest.
Bonum 就是 goodness.
And bonum is goodness.
至善的本身没有借助其他的跳板以达到的，它本身就是善的本体。
The highest goodness in itself has no condition.
如果你行做一件善事的背后有一个动机，向更高的目的去得到更大的利益的话，你所行的善事本身就不是善事。
If you do something good, but at the back there is a motive to it, it is not truly good.
这样就把许多所谓的慈善家，所有的宗教人士，所有的道德，完全揭穿面具，看见他本身何等的丑陋。
And so immediately you see the ugly faces behind a lot of philanthropies.
你用这个原则来看拉哈。
When you look at this Rahab using this principle.
拉哈接待这两个探子。
When she took care of the spies.
到底他做了什么？
What was the return?
他有什么帮助？
What was the help?
他有什么酬谢？
What is the point?
完全没有利益可说的。
There are no rewards.
所以他的接待一定是纯粹出于真正对于这两个人保护的好的动机。
And so her motivation would be true and good.
你说好的动机是什么？因为这两个男人很英俊，这妓女感到好机会来，所以这个好动机，对不对呢
？Maybe she you may think that she's motivated by her good looks.
因为你看他们谈话的中间是信仰的问题，不是性交易的问题。
But this was not the case because their dialogue was about faith, not about sex.
我们看见一个穷人到我们家里来，他的现象大概。是要来讨钱或者来借钱的。
When we see poor people coming to our household, we often think they are there to borrow money.
我们看见一个妓女做好事，心理上一定有不好的动机吧。
When we look at a prostitute doing something good, we must say that it is something good.
我们深深相信狗嘴不能出象牙。
And deep in our hearts, we think that human nature doesn't change.
这些人不可能有什么良善的动机在。
That these people will not have good intentions.
神看人的内心。
But God searches our hearts.
那么如果拉哈接待这些人
If Rahab took care of these people,
有人追上门来了
and someone come and look for them,
最好的办法是什么
What was the best
thing to do? 是啊本来有两个人在这里嘛
To say yes, there were two persons.
我本来就不知道他是什么人嘛
I didn't know who they were.
如果你要他抓我就叫他下来下来
If you want to catch them, I'll call them here.
你们跟他去嘛
Move, go off with them.
这人推卸了他就两袖清风就完全没有受害的可能了
And she will not have any responsibilities.
但是拉哈不是这样做，她也早知道这事情会来到。
She didn't do that, and she knew it would happen.
所以她是冒着生命的危险。
And so she was in danger.
耶和华的这两个探子把她好好隐藏起来。
She took the risk and she hid these two spies.
这是她信仰的表现。
This was the manifestation of her faith.
接待人为什么？
Why did she took them in?
你接待什么人？
What sort of person were
you? 你喜欢不喜欢接待人？
Are you hospitable?
我问这几个问题，你应该自己审查你自己。
You have to look into your own heart.
多数的家庭主妇不喜欢别人到他家里去搅扰。
Most housewives do not like guests to come.
那些人来一天，你要洗床布；来五天，要洗床布，很讨厌的。
It's very bothersome to clean up after your guests.
他走了，谢谢，一谢几个谢，你就做了半死才会搞回原状。
When they go and give you thanks, you still got to work like crazy.
我们做传道人常常给人家接待，我们也有这些感觉的。
As pastors, often we go to people's house, we feel the same.
有人接待你的总是满面春风。
When they take care of you, they are always smiling.
有的接待你的很干练，他的太太的春夏秋冬。
But their wives are always very unhappy.
我到这个洪玉娟博士家里给他接待的那一餐。
I went to Dr. Hong Yijian's house for dinner.
是这一生呢，一餐你们吃最多菜的一餐。
It was the dinner that I ate the most.
如果我没有记错，是16种菜呀，几种菜。
There were 16 dishes, I think.
我不盼望你们去。
I will not ask you to go.
不是不要分享他的恩典。
Not that I do not want to share his grace.
我很怕你去了，他太太累死。
I'm afraid that you will work his wife to death.
我一生被人接待很多。
I have been into people's house many times.
但是等我越出名的时候。
But the more I'm famous,
也不喜欢住在人家里。
The more I'm reluctant to stay in people's
house. 我越出名的时候，
the more I'm well known.
我越不喜欢被人接待。
The more I'm reluctant to go to people's house.
因为我越来越知道很多人专喜欢接待出名人。
I know that many people want to bring in famous guests.
特别那些看到圣经所讲接待先知的先知赏赐的。
Especially those who read the Bible and says if we are kind to
prophets, 接待门徒的门徒赏赐的。
We will receive rewards.
他就选最大的仆人，最出名的传道人，最有先知功能的，他就特别喜欢接待。
And they like to take care of those who are very famous and who have prophetic functions.
后来我就问你还接待过谁
？And I asked later how who else came to your house.
他就连珠炮，什么大牧师都到这里来，我都接待过。
And they say, well, I've taken in all the famous evangelists.
我就一个疑问，为什么小传道你不接待
？Why don't you take care of the lesser known preachers?
为什么刚刚毕业的传道人你不接待
？Or preachers who just graduated?
如果你专接待大牧师，你有没有搞错？
If you just take care of the famous pastors, something is wrong.
许多时候是最穷的传道人才需要接待。
The poorest preachers need the.
因为他们的经济是比较困难的。
Because economically they are not doing so well.
有一次
，once
我病了
，I was sick.
我肝病了
，with liver problem.
那些还要接待我的时候，我就告诉他我是有肝病的。
I told those people who want to take care of me that I have liver problems.
那都怎么样呢
？What happened next?
有的人脸色就不一样。
Some people's face changed color.
有的人就把另外的筷子、另外的盘子放在一边，你只能用这个了。
Some people segregate their dishes.
我当然是个有感情的人了。
Of course,
有感觉的人呢，所以我以后就不喜欢住人家的家。
I did not want to stay there.
我到现在还回想。
When I look back,
那些当我年轻还不出名的人接待我的人，我很尊重他们。
I respect those who took care of me before I was famous.
那些我还穷的时候接待我的人，我很纪念他们。
I remember those who took care of me when I was poor.
你明白我的意思吗
？Do you understand what I'm saying?
人接待别人是个大的恩情。
It is gracious of someone to take care of someone.
受人接待也一生一世欠人的恩情。
And we owe someone when you are taken care of.
拉合接待这两个探子到底在做什么东西？
What did Rahab receive when she took care of the spies?
这个妓女到底为什么要接待这两个人
？Why did this prostitute took care of them?
如果这是带来危险的
，If there were danger,
谁都不愿接待。
No one would want to do this.
啊，很可以就把这两个人送出去，让他们去死，免得拖累我。
That she could have sent them to their death.
如果一个人做好事，为了要有好报。
If you do good works for good rewards,
那么为了这个有灾难的仇报，谁要做好事呢
？Who would want to do things that has danger in it?
所以他把这两个人隐藏起来。
And so she hid the two
这表示他的信心。
It represented her faith. 已
经到了一个有行为付诸信仰兑现的这个地步。
It tells us her faith is used in her action.
我不明白这件事为什么新约会再提出来。
I do not understand why the New Testament talk about this again.
这岂不是在旧约里面有小小的插曲吗？
There is a little bit explanation.
这岂不是一个很简单的事情吗
？Seems something very common.
上帝说不是的。
God said no.
这一件在旧约里面就破例告诉你，神照样爱外邦人。
Here we see that God loves the Gentile as well.
这件事告诉我们，神爱了最不可爱的人。
This incident tells us that God loves the person that we all do not love.
这件事告诉我们，最下贱、最卑 卑鄙的行业的人也可以因信心领受救恩。
It tells us that those with the most despicable job can also receive salvation.
就有一个拉合全家得救。
In the Old Testament, Rahab's family was saved.
更新有一个强盗在十字架上得救。
And in the New Testament, the robber was saved on the cross.
都是前后贯彻始终，异曲同工，从天上给我们的启示。
These are revelations from heaven that is consistent from the Old to the New Testament.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以呢，当拉哈要把这件事做到底的时候
，So when Rahab want to do this to the end，
她要很有把握
，She need to be confident，
她要很有聪明
，With great intelligence，
她要很勇敢决定
，And with great courage，
马上讲了这样的话
，And so she said immediately，
两个人来过了
，Two person came，
现在两个人走掉了
，But they left，
他们撑过城门没有关以前
，Before the city gate was closed，
他们救出城去了
，They left，
如果你要找他，快快去追他。
You got to chase after.
甚至太阳没有下山，你可以追到他，快快去。
Before the sun sets.
我相信这个女人讲话把握大到一个地步，两个男人就绝对相信她。
She was so confident that they believed in her.
我告诉你，当女人要骗男人的时候，男人是很笨的。
When a woman wants to rob a man, men become very stupid.
你们这些笑的人，无论是男的女的，都知道你多聪明，你多少笨。
All of you know this to be sure.
这两个男人就信他了。
Then the two person believed
her. 这表示了这个拉哈不但对神有信心，对自己很有自信心呢。
It means that she had great self-confidence. 快
去，走，从这里走。
She said, "Go."
头头是道。
And sounds right.
绝对的把握。
With great confidence.
两个人看他讲的非常有道理。
The two searchers thought that she was right.
时间急不赶的追逼。
And there was a great sense of
urgency. 他们马上就走了。
And they left.
越跑越快，就中了拉哈的计了。
They left early and fell into a trap.
离开他跟人了。
And left her house.
拉哈这个激情，这个胆量，这个牺牲的精神，这个马上决定，这个自信到底怎么来的，我是不知道的。
I do not know where all these characters of boldness came from.
当他们去了以后
，After they left，
他把门关起来
，She closed the door。
这两个男子汉大丈夫下来
，The two men came down。
现在我们来开始谈
，Let us start。
谈什么呢
？What are they talking about？
我发现拉哈讲的话一共有七节圣经记载下。
There are seven verses about what Rahab said。
这话里面隐藏着他的信仰是很伟大。
It shows us a great faith.
我后来在做一个比喻的比较的时候
，Later when I did a comparison，
我发现圣经里面许多的女人，上帝把他们讲过的话记载下来，几乎没有一个分量比拉哈所写的更或记载的更多。
The recorded statement of women in the Bible, very few can match that of Rahab.
Sarah 是伟大的女子。
Sarah was a great woman.
所曾经讲过的话没有记在多少下。
Not many of her speech was recorded.
玛利亚是伟大的女子。
Mary was a great person.
她一生所讲过的话，圣经记载下来没有这么多。
The Bible did not record many things she said.
底波拉是伟大的女子。
Deborah was a great person.
圣经记载她讲过的话没有几句。
The Bible did not record many things she said.
撒基拉是伟大的女子。
Priscilla was a great woman.
圣经记载她讲的话几乎没有。
The Bible didn't record anything.
这些女子没有什么话被记载下来。
These people did not say many significant things.
圣经记载拉哈对这七。这两个探子所讲的话，一共有七节的圣经记载下来。
The Bible recorded seven verses of what Rahab said.
里面有信仰。
There is faith in there.
里面有要求。
There is request in
there. 里面有求神的应许。
There is a affirmation of the promise of God.
又当这两个探子回答以后，他就再讲几句话，圣经又把它记载下来了。
After the spies left, she said something, and the Bible recorded
it. 所以我们对这个妓女绝对不可以轻看。
And so we ought not to look down on this prostitute.
虽然她的行业是很卑鄙的。
Although her job was despicable.
既然她在内心里对神有一些的信仰。
But deep in her heart, she had faith in God.
有些伟大的信仰。
Great faith in God.
她对这两个探子说。
She said to the two spies.
我们早就听见了。
We already know about it.
以色列的上帝是独一的上帝。
The Lord of the Israel is the only true God.
你们的上帝怎么样与你们同在？
How the God is with you.
你们的上帝怎么样为你分开了红海的水？
How your Lord opened the Red Sea for you.
怎么样带领你们到这个地方？
How he led you to this place.
你们在旷野怎么样与这两个亚摩利王征战？
How do you fight with the Amorites in the wilderness?
你们这样就胜他们，怎么灭绝他们？我们都听见。
We heard of how you battle and have victory over them.
我们这里的人心消化如水。
All our hearts melted in fear.
因为我知道耶和华已经把我们所有的人交在你们的手下了。
Because I know that Jehovah God has given all our people to you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
他所讲的话
，The things that she says,
胜过一个先知对整个百姓。振作性的眺望。
It was greater than what a prophet can say to inspire the
people. 她说这样的话,
the thing she said,
使这两个探子有真正的信息可以回报给耶稣亚。
Gave these two spies the true message to give back to Yeshua.
她说这样的话,
the thing she said,
印证了神是在以色列的同在。
Affirmed that God was with the Israelites.
上帝岂不是借着这个基尼的口，使耶稣亚所带领的大军，整个精神都可以非常振奋起来吗？
Through the mouth of this prostitute, the entire people were affirmed by.
他好像非常有把握地说，他深深就对信念说，耶和华已经把我们交在你们手里。
With great confidence, she said, Jehovah God has given the people to you.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在那个时代，连约书亚都不能有这样的想法。
At that time, even Joshua couldn't say that.
所以约书亚才要派探子到迦南地区。
That's why he sent the spies.
以色列看见对岸约旦河外面那边一座大城耶利哥，多么可怕的时候。
When the Israelites saw this great city Jericho and were frightened.
他们打仗的把握不知道从哪里来。
They didn't know how they should fight.
但是这些探子从基尼拉的口听见了最振奋人心的话语。
But from the mouth of the prostitute, they heard an inspiring message.
基尼拉告诉他们，整个城的人都笑话了。